Irish muralist and visual artist Mazur will transform the main exhibition space at the Contemporary Irish Arts Centre in Los Angeles into a fully immersive handcrafted installation, taking its inspiration from Glendalough Valley in County Wicklow. Mazur and curator Matthew Nevin join me now from studio in LA to tell us more about the exhibition and indeed the Contemporary Irish Arts Centre. Mazur, I think most people, when they think of you, and certainly I do, I think of graffiti, I think of murals, and possibly narrowly in my mind, I think of urban art. Yet I know you're a great hill walker. You enjoy that very much. Has Glendalough been a source of inspiration to you for much longer than any of us might think?
What's the story, Sean? Hello from LA.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. Good to talk to you again.
You too.
We were chatting actually a few years ago, weren't we?
Yes, we were. It was around the time of your first, I think it was the first solo gallery exhibition that you had at the Graphic Studio Gallery.
November. Oh, yeah, because I was trying to rack my brain. I was like, what was it that we were chatting about? But
yeah,
go you for remembering.
I'd love to pretend that I remembered it all. I had to go and check it.
Yeah, you got the notes.
Yeah, November 2016, if you want. I can't give you the exact date. Might be able to before we stop. But anyway, tell me about Glendalough.
Glendalough is certainly a very special place for me. I visit there quite a lot. My mom moved down to Wicklow actually 7 years ago. And she lives I would say about 10-15 minutes drive from there, so I found myself going down there quite a lot, going for little walks, stepping out of my norm, you know, Dublin city centre. And also, if I actually go back and I think about it, I was doing that Kilimanjaro climb a few years ago. And the training days were out in Glendalough, so I was out there quite a bit. So yeah, it's just a very familiar place to me now. It's like a place that, like, I have a lot of shared memories. Like, I've celebrated my birthday out there, I've walked out there with my ma, friends, different things. So it holds a sort of a special place in my mind.
Yeah, and as you describe it there, very obviously very much a place that you kind of went to get away from it all in some ways.
I have to run away from anything now. But
anyway, you're supposed to just time out. Let's put it that way.
Time out
from work and things like that. When you start to change or to turn a place like that into a potential inspiration, you know, was it just a matter of letting it come to you, or what? How did you go about that?
It's a long process. So I guess as a visual artist, you rely on, like, you're responding to a lot of your experiences and environments. And as I said, I was there quite a lot, and it just felt right. I think it probably came back to the idea that I lived in the States a few years ago. I lived in Northwest Arkansas. And I had a sort of struggle with that, moving away. With the thought of moving away, I felt like I was sort of abandoning Dublin or Ireland a bit. And but then I sort of adopted the notion that I was bringing Ireland with me. And what I mean by that was, like, I wanted to become like an ambassador when I was over there. So work hard, be respectful, you know, so people will speak good of Irish when I was there. So in some way, this is still an extension of that. I just literally physically brought Ireland with me on this idea. And
what had you done? Had you taken photographs of the area from maybe different viewpoints?
I've got a photographic memory, so...
I was going to say, did you carry it in your head?
Yeah, checked in the back. I was out there. When I had the idea of sharing this experience that I have, I went out then documenting. I went out with Rocco, my dog, and we went up and took loads of photos. I took loads of photos. Did a few sketches, sat there for a while, sort of took in. I already had plans of the gallery space, so seeing how that would adapt to that. And I was just looking at key locations, like the miners' village, the lake in the middle, certain components, and then sort of trying to replicate them abstractly within the space.
Yeah. I was just going to say, was it to replicate them in a figurative fashion? But no, it's a very much an abstract reaction then to them.
Yeah, abstract, emotional. Like, you know, so if something's important to me, maybe that's amplified bigger in scale. If it's not as important, maybe it doesn't get included, or maybe a colour might come into play of its relevance. A lot of different reasons.
Do colours carry emotions for you then?
For sure, yeah.
And what is the emotion? What is the colour of the emotional colour, I suppose, of Glendalough? I know it's kind of green and brown when you look at it, but what's the emotional colour?
Well, definitely, I have in that piece, it's a lot of different experiences. So it's definitely an eclectic mix there of colours. So it's not one, because one colour relies on the other, and that's another discussion about relationships. But so it's all those working in harmony with one another. So there isn't one colour, because everything relies on something else for support and whatnot. So,
Sitting alongside you there, Mazur, is Matthew Nevin.
And it is.
Interesting, Matthew, that Mazur mentioned this idea of ambassador, that he felt that role when
no
he was...
pressure.
No pressure at all. Yeah. But, you know, it is an interesting kind of aspect, because when I heard about a contemporary Irish art centre in Los Angeles, I thought, well, how big a deal is contemporary Irish art in Los Angeles? But you're co-director of MART here in Dublin, and you've had quite a long connection with Los Angeles, in fact.
I run MART with Ciara Scanlon, who just had a baby, so that's why she's not out here. And we've been doing shows since Culture Ireland did an initiative called Imagine Ireland in 2011, and we've been partnering with about 8 or 9 different local galleries, kind of coming back either once or twice every year, with thanks to Culture Ireland, to promote really visual art. And we kind of have been talking with them and other departments in the Irish government that there's no cultural centre, no kind of space for people to, I suppose, showcase their work from Ireland on the west coast of the United States. There's an Irish art centre in New York that's been around since the 70s, and they're building a whole new building there, and they're really successful. And on the west coast, there is a lot of diaspora here in Los Angeles and Orange County, and we've people coming down from, we're showing Paula Stokes from Seattle and people from San Francisco and San Diego. So I just kind of kept on pestering, and then we got some funding from the Immigrant Support Program through the Department of Foreign Affairs to set up this pilot 3-month project to kind of promote arts in general. So we realised that it would be better to show not just visual art, but all different art forms. So we started connecting with all the kind of councils in Ireland, so the Film Board, the Craft Council, Dance Ireland have supported a residency just recently with Luke Murphy, and speaking to all the experts in the other art forms to say, come on, let's come together and try to show what Ireland is kind of producing right now and what's a contemporary vision, because as we all know, it's the more traditional arts that I suppose Americans are used to seeing, and we're very much kind of saying 1/8 of our program is based on kind of community and that kind of tradition, but 7/8, like roughly, obviously, is on the kind of contemporary Ireland. And we're very much also working with local communities, like local colleges and universities, and then we obviously have a good network here, to try to not just showcase Irish arts, but really kind of working with the network that we have to be a multidisciplinary centre.
Yeah, and I guess, Mazur, this idea, when again, I think when most people think of Los Angeles, they'll think of the movies, and they'll think of, oh, Los Angeles, they all say that the West Coast is going to have a slightly shallower kind of aspect to it than the very sophisticated East Coast. What has your experience been? Have you been surprised by the sort of artistic activity that you've seen going on in Los Angeles?
If I'm being totally honest, I've just been in a white cube for the last many days and 9 days.
Yeah.
And my experiences, I've just been going to the gym, then to the beach the odd time for like 20 minutes, or I'll go for a jog down there, but I haven't had much interaction yet. So today's the day. We're doing the final touches today, and the opening's tomorrow.
So, mind you, going to the gym and going down to the beach, going to the gym every day and going to the beach, that's very LA, Mazur.
That's me, man. That's me. I get up early anyway. When I got over, the jet lag got me, so I was awake at 5:30, 6, and I'll go to the gym anyway all the time. And so I just want to keep the my same routines, and get you awake anyway. Wakes you up, sweat, and you wake up, and then you're good to go for the day, and you're in bed early anyway. So
glad to hear that you're living Go ahead, Matthew.
I was going to say that the West Coast, I suppose, because they're so used to, in the film world, networking, the visual art scene has kind of exploded. We noticed probably in 2014 when we came back after about 3 years or 15, it just exploded. And there's so many independent galleries, and then there's a lot of free, big, massive institutions as well, and a lot of patronage. And we're set up as a 501c3 here, as a charity, because there is patronage and donors.
That's a type of charity, what we would call a charity, business over here. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But I was going to say about the accessibility here compared to the East Coast. People, you can pick up the phone and ring a curator or ring a producer, and you will get through to them. And they're just used to that meeting for coffee. Now that coffee mightn't go anywhere, but they are very much open to like chatting and networking and building communities, which is why we kind of really liked the West Coast.
Yeah, and that building of communities thing, I suppose, Maser, fits directly in with what you're doing at the at Atelier Maser here in Portobello in Dublin. That's about getting right down to the grassroots and building a community of artists, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I set that up last September, October. I was living in London for 2 years, and I wanted to come home, and I was like, what does that look like? How do I do that? And what can I, instead of, you know, I think everyone struggles if you're going to come back from somewhere, that, like, you're taking a step back, but I was like, if I come back, I'll be progressive. And I set up a gallery space in the city centre, and that's to just nurture that other, the community that I'm in, the subculture of graffiti and street art, and artists who want to progress or into the gallery setting. So it's a stepping stone for them.
Just one final question then. Again, going back to that, you know, the origins of your artwork, the graffiti, the murals, you know, and the urban aspect of it, and quite often quite a political aspect to it, I suppose. I'm thinking in particular of the Repeal the Eighth mural at the Project Art Centre that, you know, caused such a rumpus at the time. When you're working on something like this that has Glenda Loch in it, do you think there's still a political aspect within your art when you're doing something like that?
That's a good question. Yeah, I think for sure. Yeah, I think every action that you do is a political statement as a painter. So the content doesn't have to be political, but the action of painting is such a statement. Yeah, the lifestyle that we live is certainly a political statement. Not adhering to these governing rules of having to get a job and whatnot. And, so with Glenda Loch, probably not. That's more of an emotional for me. A shared experience. I just want to, because this is like a contemporary Irish art artist, I want to show contemporary Ireland in my view over here, you know.
Well, there is some things you'll have to come and see which are political. Two objects that we painted yesterday.
No gym for you, Maser. Straight out to the political activism. By the way, I've gone through my memory book. It was the 16th of November, 2016, when we spoke. And I think you know that's not my memory book, don't you?
we're addressing definitely some social issues in this piece in Glenda Loch. I have some tents in there that we installed yesterday. So you would think that, but that's addressing the homeless crisis in Dublin. And also the homeless crisis here, you know, going around, it's very visible here. There's a lot of people living in tents too, so there's a crossover there. So putting in touches of that and a few different things.
Well, listen, great to speak with you again. And let's not leave so long the next time. Right. Thanks there. That's Maser and Matthew Nevin speaking to me for Los Angeles. And for more information about that exhibition, which is called Mirror Door, by the way, and the Contemporary Irish Arts Centre, you can go to CIACLA. That's Contemporary Irish Arts Centre, LA.com for full details.